1, 2, 3, 4.
Everybody,
do you hear that?
No, I don't.
What's
hear that?
What's that?
Everyone, listen.
Oh, I think I hear it. I think it's through the trees.
Is that someone's pissing?
You guys are all speaking. I can't hear what you're trying to hear.
Beyond the pissing, just beyond the pissing.
Oh, is that
a live show?
Oh, I think
is
it
that
is.
A live show on the horizon. Is that a party of apes?
It's coming to us!
A live show on the horizon. Apes on the airwaves live
it
on the airwaves.
It looks about a week away.
This Saturday night, the 23rd of March at 7:30 p.m. at Red Tree Theatre. For $25, or if you use the promo code APES with an exclamation mark and a capital A, it's $20.
Whoa.
Or if you want to pay double price, it's the promo code CHIMPS with a capital C and a question mark at the end. Is that what that is?
I think that guy's still pissing. That's crazy.
That's a long piss.
But you do think that's what it is.
Beyond the piss, yeah.
I can't believe you heard that, but after the description, I hear it as well.
I also hear
that on the 23rd, it's my wife's birthday.
Who told you that?
So happy birthday, Gabby.
My wife did.
Ooh,
did when she I was like, hey, come to watch flag. The show on the 23rd. And she was like, that's my birthday. I was like, happy she's birthday. Like, present.
But more important than your wife, we are part of Apes.
Oh.
We are a long form improv group. We've been doing this podcast for a while now. We have a chat. We then do a radio play.
Mm.
But we are now going to do this Saturday night as well, live. Come along, get tickets. It's going to be a blast.
My wife will be there, and you should say happy birthday.
Luke's wife will be there, but also Luke will be there.
I will also be there.
What?
Me?
Your wife's birthday?
I don't have a wife. Oh. And I'll be there too.
Matt will be here. That's his name.
Hello,
guys. I'm single. And I'll be there.
We'll get to that.
Hi, everyone.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Luke.
Is that what this is about?
Wait, did we do intros? My name's Luke, and I am married to the beautiful Gabrielle, but not Gabrielle. Let's not do that joke.
Let's not do that joke again, Matt.
I'm Scott. Yeah. I'm also in the group, and I will be at the show as well.
Be married.
Oh, keeping your options open.
I'm not married. No, I'm not married. I am in a relationship.
Oh.
But
a friendship.
I like to, pardon?
A friendship.
No, a intimate, romantic relationship.
Did you ever hear the time about how I thought I was in a relationship, but I wasn't?
Yes, please. Do tell. Why, how long ago was this?
I'm Gabby and I want to hear this story.
Gabby's part of the group as well and she'll also be at the show.
I got catfished.
What?
This is back in the day on MySpace.
Whoa.
And there was a girl in my class and I was very keen on her. And she added me on MySpace. So I added her back and then we were chatting heaps. We were talking for ages, weeks. But we never had spoken in person. And then, like, it's so embarrassing. And, like, one day I literally was like, oh, I hope she's going to be on MySpace later. So I'll just, like, walk past her and be like, MySpace. And so I did that. Just walked past and whispered MySpace. It's like, what? I'm like, yeah. I walk away.
And she then, probably thought that you just wanted to get it out of your area. Yeah, like, this is my space. You're my space.
And then she, quote unquote, in our chat had made some joke that was a reference to something that I hadn't talked to her about. And I was like, that's a bit weird. And then I ended up figuring out that she was actually my best friend who had made a fake profile and just catfished me for no fucking reason.
So this girl just saw you in school walking by going, MySpace. Oh, did you speak to her after?
Nope. And this went on for weeks?
Yep.
Did she ever know?
I don't think so.
You never talked about it.
You just probably were like staring at her as well and being like,
I was so happy when she started talking to me. And then I found it was my best friend. I was distraught.
I was like,
why, man? This does nothing for you. It just hurts me.
Was your friend into you?
Yeah, is that what
No, although he did end up stealing one of my girlfriends. while I was away on holiday with her and her family. What? She left me for him.
Wait, you was were he- on holiday yeah. with her?
Yeah.
And was he on holiday?
No.
How did she leave you for him while...
Oh, because they were chatting all the time on MySpace or Facebook or whatever wow. it was at the time. And then she was like, I'm not sure if I want to be with you or him. And I'm like, we're on holiday. I don't have a way home.
So must have been serious because you were on holiday with her.
Yeah, we were together for like a year or so, year Whoa. And a half or something.
What?
And then, yeah, and then she left me and then like a week later was dating him. And I was like,
and this is your best friend?
Yeah, he's still one of my best friends.
Is he?
Are they yeah. together still?
How did you navigate your way out of that?
I got over it. I was still like, we were all in the same friend group, so they would hang out and I would still hang out with them. I think I started hanging out with some other guys like in my brother's yeah. year. But yeah, after all, I was like, I don't really give a shit. I want to hang out with.
Did he ever speak to you about it?
Yeah, we've talked about it and I because he used to call me a rack jacker. Because I jacked the rack because he was interested in her first and then I started dating her and then he did that and I'm like, who's the rack jacker now, mate?
What a beautiful
wow.
time.
Yeah. Rack jacker, that is not what I thought you were going to say that name there.
I heard rat jacker. You call me the rat jacker because I used to jerk off rats at the school.
Yeah, well, no one ever saw that though.
How long did they date for?
Oh, not too long and then she left the school. And so what? Sucks to be him.
And he's still single.
And so am I. So point is, I haven't had a lot of dating luck in life.
Like high school relationships don't. Like apart from those people who have high school sweethearts and then like
get married.
Like get married. High school relationships are a different breed yeah. of relationships. There is so much batshit crazy hormones going on with teenagers. That yeah. like those relationships are wild. Yeah. They feel like a 3-month relationship feels like a 3-year relationship. Mm. There's so much heated emotion, but people just change on a dime.
Well, call me like my sister and her husband, they were high school sweethearts and then they got married, but they're literally, I was obviously very young, so I don't know if there was any crazy shenanigans that went on, but they only really dated each other. And like they're the sweetest people. It's so cute. They have two little kids and they have like this rock and roll party. It's so cute.
Rock and roll party.
Where like before bed, they'll get the kids out and they have one rock and roll song that they play. And it's like this like, what is like they have
Make
to.
It it's like screamo rock music.
But then they have to like yell what? Jump over the top of a swear word in it because they don't want the kids to hear it. So they go jump, and then like
it's adorable.
They let the energy out before bed, so they have like this big dance and jump around the living room, and then they go okay, and now time for bed,
it's adorable. Like
it's so cute.
Because like, and like I've been there.
I think of like lullabies being like mum next to you kneeling down.
No, you got
to
get the energy out.
What's adorable about it? All right, like Sam is such a good dad, just from what I've seen. Like we'll be there for dinner and the kids have to go to bed. And so it's like, all right, we'll do the rock. And he's just 100% focused on his son.
Yeah.
Like he's just like, yeah, let's have this party. And he's picking him up and he's dancing with him and stuff. So now it's off to bed. I'm like, they're very invested. If Sam and Chloe, if you guys are listening to this.
I don't think they will be. But if you are.
They're lovely people.
If your kids are listening to this.
I adore them. They are fantastic.
Yeah.
They are annoyingly perfect.
Very perfect.
Like annoyingly. Like where you, like you look at them and you're just like. Oh my God. Like
ripped from a magazine.
Sweethearts have a beautiful house, two beautiful children, have a loving relationship, are just the kindest people, have their own business, which is going well. Like it's just, oh, annoyingly perfect. I love you guys. Oh my God.
Hey Jordan, if you're listening to this, fuck you, dude.
It's the two polar opposites. You have this annoyingly perfect high school relationship that just blossoms into something beautiful to then like a Grey's Anatomy style toxic high school. Yeah. I had a girlfriend in high school who dumped me at the Easter show.
Cool.
Have I told that story in the podcast?
I don't know. You've told it to me.
Never told it?
Don't think so.
You've also told it in therapy, I assume.
Yeah. So me and this girl were on and off for probably 3 years. And the last time we broke up was I was meeting her at the Easter show, and because she got there early with like our mutual friends, but I was catching the train with like another group of friends. I was like, I'm going to meet you guys. We'll meet. I get there, they're at the Showbag Pavilion. So I have to line up to get to the Showbag Pavilion because it's the Easter show and it's like really busy. I line up, I get there, and I get into the Showbag Pavilion, and then she's like, oh, so we're going to go on the rides now. I just got into the Showbag Pavilion. Can I at least buy my show bag? She's like, and then storms off. And like our mutual friend's like, I don't know what's going on, but they like went with my girlfriend at the time. I buy my show bag. I'm like, I'll meet her at the Ferris wheel, because she's like, I'm just going to the Ferris wheel. So I'm walking to the Ferris wheel with my friends, and I get a text message, and it's two words, and it's just, we're done.
Cool.
At the Easter show. And I have like two show bags that I just bought. And like I'm walking
sad
to,
boy with his birdie
to
beetles.
The yeah I'm walk yeah my, I got my birdie beetle show bag. I got my Marvel show bag. I'm a 19 year old man, and I drop both of my show bags and just like fall to my knees and start crying at the Easter show. And like my mutual friends were like, yeah, she apparently just like put a phone away and went, I just dumped Scott, and like, what the fuck? Like, it's just like that. Just like, yeah, he's gone. And so I'm like crying, and my friends like ushering me off. It's like, let's go watch the wood chopping.
Can I tell a quick story about my dad from when he was a kid?
Yeah.
And this is another wild, just like, breakup story, but it was him doing the breaking up. So he had arranged, this is in like the 60s or something, right? And he'd arranged to hang out with this girl that was his girlfriend. And so he went over to her house, and he didn't have a car or anything because he was young. It took him like 4 hours to walk to her house.
What?
And he gets there, and then she opens the door and she's like, you can't come in. I've got friends over. He's like, what? What? But we were going to hang out. She's like, yeah, but my friends are here and I don't want you here if they're here. And he's like, all right, we're done. And just walked away.
For 4 hours back.
Yeah. It was just like, well, I'm not having that shit. I'm like, dang. Like that attitude, I could never be that guy that my dad was.
It's like
in the line, and you're like, can I at least get my show bags? She's like, and you're like, well, fuck you then. Go away. I'm done.
We're done.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. We just don't have that attitude.
Man, high school relationships. Love it. Luke, you look like you have something to say.
No, I was going to say like,
he's in one of those.
Just reminded me of like
relationships.
Yeah.
No, it's university. Oh. Yeah, not high school.
That's why you wait.
Yeah. That's why I'm still waiting.
Yes. Waiting because
I'm still waiting because it never works.
It just got real sad. It was a bunch of funny stories, and now we're just getting sad.
I'm still smiling.
Yeah.
Hey, Suzanne Nim, hit me up.
Oh no! And yet, Chloe and Sam, if you do listen to this, I love you guys very, very much.
Sam's listened to a bit of it.
Sam does listen to it. I love you guys very, very much. I'm not actually annoyed at you. It's just funny to pretend to be annoyed at perfect people.
And Jordan.
Jordan, fuck you.
Fuck you, Jordan. That's a real fucking dog move, Jordan.
Love you, Jordan.
Last week on Apes on the Airwaves.
I have Veronica, first day at a new school. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, I'm going to drive you to school.
Who's that girl? She wasn't even on the bus this morning.
Her mom drives the shittest car I've ever seen.
Stop. Shut up. Should I go talk to her?
I heard her dad killed a man.
Yeah.
Ew. That's like brutal.
Hello, class. My name's Veronica.
You don't have to stand up in the front of the class and introduce yourself, you weirdo.
Oh, sorry. I thought
children,
that's...
Children, calm down. Veronica, it's okay. We don't really do things like that here, but you can take a seat in the front row.
Thanks.
Hey, do you want to be friends? Like, I know you got glasses and you're like ugly and stuff, but we can still be friends.
That's a bit mean, but sure.
Football.
Will Veronica make it through... What's it called? School. Or will she fall totally flat on her face? Find out this week on Apes on the Airwaves. So, like, what's your deal?
Well, just moved into the suburbs after being out in the country for quite a while, farming community and stuff.
As Veronica mumbles into her shirt, pushing up her glasses on the bridge of her nose, we see that we are in a sort of oval setting with some picnic table-esque benches.
Boys playing football.
Boys playing football.
Nice and sweaty.
Hey, yeah, pass it here, pass it out. Bro. Go long, go long.
And all the girls with their skirts rolled up a little bit too high are like facing Veronica as though she was on a trial.
There's three.
They're
girls.
On the. They're
There's
on the.
Three girls.
They're on the bleachers and yeah. And Veronica's we're just on the benches. Sitting on the ground.
Yeah.
In
the
front of them.
The three girls have plaid skirts.
Plaid skirts. They've got the tag sticking out. I think I mentioned this. Like very classic. Yeah. Very classic look.
One has brown hair. The one who's currently speaking. One has blonde hair, and one has red hair. But apart from that, they all look exactly the same.
So, like, I saw you talking to Brad earlier. Are you guys friends?
Yeah, well, he's a bit dull, but yeah, I guess we
shut up. You did not say that.
Oh, my God. You're a bitch.
Oh, my God, you're such a bitch.
Sorry,
so, do you like him?
Yeah, he's nice.
Oh, so you want to go to prom with him?
Well, I didn't realize we had prom here. I'll go with him if he wants to go with
me. Oh my God, that's so cute.
She really thinks you should go prom with
him. Yeah. That's so cute. No,
but that's if I know him a bit more. Like, I don't mean to offend him when I said dull. I just meant, like, I don't really like football.
That's okay. Hey, we're not going to tell Brad that you don't like him and that you think he's dull.
I've got a rhetorical question for you.
He can't use that word.
What?
You can't use that.
I like to use that R
rhetorical?
Word.
Rhetorical?
Oh, you don't know if she is rhetorical or not.
You can't okay.
Now, rhetorical just means like a question that doesn't need an answer. That's you're thinking of a different word.
What word?
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
A hypothetical.
Okay.
My uncle did his hypothetical when he was pole.
Your uncle's a creep. Every single time I go to your house, he always looks at me in my bathing suit and he like starts.
Yeah,
crying.
We don't have a pool, okay? I don't know why you're wearing your bathing suit in my house.
Because it's too hot.
Okay, whatever. Ask your question.
All right, my hypothetical question.
Yeah?
You and Brad, you're in a car. It breaks down. Mm. It's snowing. Outside, there's a bear. Inside, the radiator's broken. There's no heat. Inside, there is also a fire.
Oh.
In the car?
In the car, there is a fire. Outside, there is a bear. Yeah. There is snow. There is also a hunter. The hunter has a hook for it. Hook has your other friends, me, eyeball off the end of the hook.
Oh, scary.
What do you do?
Can we stop this?
It's too scary.
Well, I just rewire the car and get...
But there's a bear out there.
Can't rewire
you can't
a car.
Rewire a car that's already got the wires. You got extra wires?
I'll get out. I'll get out of the car, go to the front, and
are you a mechanic or something?
Mechanic.
Yeah, I can rewire. I can. Well, whatever's wrong with the car, I'd probably just try and fix that and get Brad to help me. The bear's not much of an issue because I've dealt with the worst in the country, and you just need to be. They're hardly scared of you, and if you don't like taunt them or anything, like, and if the hunter's there, the bear's probably going to go for the hunter because the hunter probably killed one of the like. There's a bit of a. Anyway, I'll just get the car up and running with Brad and then we'll go.
Group paddle?
She didn't even mention the fire. She's just driving around with a car on
she's
fire.
She's just driving around with a car on fire. What about the guy with the hook on the hand?
No, I think she's not group material.
I don't think she's group material either. What do we do?
Let's tell her.
Okay.
I don't know if I got, like, if I passed the test, but...
No.
And I didn't?
No.
No.
But sometimes we let people into the group or, like, in our outer circle if, you know, they prove themselves throughout the year. So, like, maybe come back to us when you're cooler.
Yeah, like, maybe get a hot boyfriend or, like, change your whole look and attitude.
I mean, if you were dating Brad, we'd, like, hang out with you and stuff because, obviously, you know, you guys would be friends.
Yeah, I think I'm done here. I don't even know why I'd want to join your group.
That's so rude.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? She's horrible. It is so like so many rumors.
It's nothing
about
against
it.
Oh my you God, girls. She's so it's mean. Just like you've put so many rules
she think we're
to
fat?
Join.
She's so mean. She thinks us we're fat. Do you think we're fat or we're stupid?
No, you just put a whole lot of rules to me to get into your little group. And
you know what? We don't need friends like you because you're a horrible human being.
You are a bully.
So hurtful.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. I'm like, it's
they
just
turned
like
their backs on it as she's speaking. What, can you just believe that she's such
can't
a bully?
I can't believe that. I mean, I feel
I was
so
just
bad
saying,
for
like, you. No, this is what I was saying, that you already have a good thing going and you don't want me to ruin
from
your friendship.
The boys playing football, Brad runs over.
Oh, it's Brad. Hey, Brad.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Brad. How are you? How's football going?
Yeah, good. I just scored a try and now I'm just going to have a bit of a break. How are you?
I'm good.
No, I scored a like I tried.
You tried really hard.
I tried really hard. I scored a try.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's what the coach calls it. You see, all he wants me to do is try, so I try. And then he says I can have a break.
But you ran over here to talk to me?
Yeah, I saw you. I'm like a shark. The first thing I see, I go for.
Like you smell the blood or something.
I smell your blood.
That, yeah, okay. So, anyway, so...
Veronica, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Do you have MSN, Veronica? Or MySpace?
MSN? I have an MSN. Yeah, yeah, my mom said I had to get MSN so she could stay
later
in contact
tonight, I'm
going to
hit you up on MSN. You better be on it.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, do you want to message together? We can message together.
I'll message you.
Message you. Yeah. Do you like jokes? Do you like?
I love them. Tell me a joke right now.
What's it got one brain but six legs. Do you want to guess?
I'm thinking. One brain.
Yeah.
Six legs.
Dude, it's a horse.
It's a horse. Thanks. Thanks, Benji. God,
bro.
I was going to say these girls over here, but I thought that might have been a bit mean. Maybe an ant. An ant has a brain and six legs.
I'm not laughing. That's not a great joke.
Yeah, sorry. You just threw it on me so quickly that I didn't know.
I'll see you on MSN, hey.
I'll see you on there. Do we video chat?
Sorry to interrupt, guys. Hey, Brad.
Yeah?
I did your homework for you.
Thanks.
What's your name?
Oh, my name's Benjamin.
Your name's Benjamin?
Yeah, yeah.
I've always called you Fuck Knuckle.
I know.
All this time you didn't correct me?
No, we like you. No, it's okay. All your homework's here. Do you wanna hang out? Or?
I'm good, Fuck Knuckle. I'll talk to you on MSN. See ya.
Okay.
Goodbye, Brad.
Hey, do you have Brad's MSN?
Yeah, he gave me his MSN.
Can I have it?
sure. You're his friend, right?
Yeah.
You just did his homework. We're not allowed to do that.
No, no. But
can he not do his homework by himself?
No. Brad is...
I could help him with her homework.
Intellectually challenged.
Yeah, I could tell that from first meeting him.
Get me on the head again, Benji!
He just got hit in the head. How about you've probably done his homework for ages, right?
Yeah.
Well, I can take that over. I'll do it for him.
Okay. I mean, I guess that'd free up my nights, but I don't want to get beaten up again. So can you still tell him that it was me doing it?
You got beaten up?
Yeah. Well, I got going for me. I'm just a nerd.
Well, how about we do it together? And that way we can both go and hand it to him.
Okay. Can you give me a couple days with this MSN thing, though?
Okay.
Okay.
Will Veronica Shellstrop please report to the principal's office? Will Veronica Shellstrop please report to the principal's office?
I wonder what it could be for.
Oh my gosh, that's going to happen in the principal's office. And will Veronica talk to Brad on MSN? That's so crazy. I don't even have Brad's MSN. Anyway, find out what happens after this commercial break.
Just going for a fish.
Hey, look at the worm on the hook. I think I might eat it.
going for a fish.
I've never seen a flying worm before. I'm going to go for it, too. I'm going to get there first.
I'm going to get there first.
I'm going to get there first.
Hob.
Oh!
Hey, big boy.
Ha-ha! I caught ya.
There's plenty of fish in the sea, but you caught me.
Wow. This is the most beautiful fish I've ever seen in my life. I bet you tastes good with lemon.
Yes, I'm also legally a woman.
Are you struggling with your dating life? Well, there's something out there for you. Plenty of Catfish, where we've got someone for everyone.
Plenty of Catfish. Find a bigger dating pool.
Nice. That was nice. I might join that. Guys, nah. I don't know if I've mentioned this to you guys, but I'm actually single.
It's just gonna
Are you making an announcement
now?
Over the... Are you trying to use the podcast
You're
to pick
to get
up?
No, Susan saying, like,
are you trying to get Sue?
No, I'm just saying, like, if you email your details in a photo of your face, podcast@partywaves.com, like, I'm the one that's going to check it and, like, hit you up for a date. That's all I'm saying, guys.
Back in the principal's office. The principal's office has... hundreds of awards on the wall. Mm. Best principal 2020. Mm. Best principal. Wait, no, this is MSN year 2000. And there's a lot of sporting trophies around of the heydays of football.
Mm-hmm. The principal sits behind the desk. It's a petite woman with a very rigid suit on and her hair slicked back into a ponytail with glasses on. And she sits very prim and proper on her
leather seat.
In front of her sits Veronica, and in the other chairs next to Veronica are the three girls that she was with earlier. No. Veronica?
Yes.
Wait, we're American, aren't we? Are we American?
Yeah, everyone's American except for Lucas. <Yeah. laughs>
Veronica?
Mm-hmm.
I have had a talk with these... Oh, what voice is this? Hold on. Veronica, I've had a talk with these girls and I'm very ashamed.
No, I like that. That was the best one. Like, go with okay, that one. No. Yeah.
I'm very ashamed about what I have heard today. I've heard that you made a joke earlier today about them having one brain and six legs and they were very confused about it.
Yeah. We also look at the girls and now see that they have makeup bruises and things on their faces as well.
And
eyeliner just streaming down and with the tears that they have poured into their eyes with water bottles.
And look at them. They're in a state.
She
said not to say anything to anyone, but I mean, she just came at us and started attacking us. And, you know, we're pacifists, so we didn't hit back.
There was a moment when she was over the top of me and I could see this horrible craziness in her eye. And she, as her foot was on my neck, she said, "I hope you
I'm Mrs. Principal.
She choked me too. It kind of turned me on.
This is obviously a lie. This is not what happened. And
Veronica, I have witnesses to this.
Who?
There is many people out there that are saying what you've done. Lots of girls have come forward to say that they saw you attack these three.
Mrs. Principal, do you not know what these girls do?
Yes, they are our best cheer squad that we've ever had.
Thank you, Mrs. Principal.
We're
Penelope.
A beacon of positivity.
Now,
Mrs.
Do you see these awards behind me? Do you think?
Yeah.
Sorry, that's my reminder to take my medication, which I will after this, and I apologize for that.
It's okay. What medication are you on?
That is a very personal question, Veronica.
You can't ask the teacher.
You can't ask
you
her
can't
that.
Ask that. That's it's, so it's rude. Just, see how rude she
no,
is?
Sorry,
she only just, trusts that information with certain people.
So rude.
Sorry, it's just that my mum's a physician.
Oh.
Wow. Who cares? Like, my mom's an alcoholic. Like, who cares?
Yeah, my mom's a therapist.
I was just wondering, like, if you needed some...
I don't have a mom. Thanks for bringing it up, Veronica.
See how mean she is?
That was very rude, Veronica, for you to bring that up when you know that she doesn't have a mother.
I didn't know that, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
Because you don't seem to care about anyone's life but yourself.
She actually did know that because she said, I'm going to kill you just like your mother always killed.
Veronica.
I did not say
that. Veronica. Okay. And my mom was really brutally murdered. So it was really scary.
And she went into details. Specifically described the way her mom was murdered.
I'm thinking of going to the police.
That weren't even given.
I'm very sorry.
Silence, please. Now, Veronica.
Yes.
I want you to look at the awards behind me.
Yes.
Do you think that someone who has this many sporting awards, that was this dedicated to the craft, that sits before you today, would not be able to see someone who is lying? Answer me, Veronica.
Why are you laughing? This is like, as if I'm the joke here. This is not... I don't, Mrs. Principal, you're a smart lady.
Veronica, do you not care? My name is literally on the board in front
Principal
of you.
Principal Penelope.
It's Principal Penelope. Thank you.
Principal
Penelope.
Yeah, we're friends.
We call her PP.
PP.
Yes, my name is...
Okay, Mrs. PP.
You can't say you're not a friend.
You can't say PP. Only very select students are allowed to say
Mrs.
that.
Mrs. Principal Penelope.
Thank you.
I am... If you don't see what's before you, just allow me to plead my case that pretty much all of what these girls are saying is false.
Mm.
They lead a tyranny within the school cohort. It's essentially a pyramid scheme where you have to... there's a pyramid scheme where to be a part of the group, there's certain, essentially, rituals and questions and tests that you have to get. And
girl
then
chat,
if you're not...
Girl chat, part, Principal Penelope.
Yes, girl chat. All right, what do we think of her?
Do you see what I mean?
No, I know. Know what, girls? I just need a moment to think about this. Why don't you girls wait outside while I just have a chat one-on-one because she's very clearly troubled.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I think she should go straight to jail.
I saw a knife on her hip. Like, I'm really scared. Girls, no more. Stand outside for a moment. I just need a word, okay?
Watch, though, because we're scared of you.
Okay.
Don't scare
you. Scared of me, scared for me.
You.
I know careful, what you baby. Mean. I will be careful,
we
girls.
We love you, Pee-Pee.
I love you, girls. Don't go sneeing outside.
Remember, she liked cats forever.
Wildcats.
Cats.
The girls shuffle outside. You can still see their shadows, though, on the underneath the door. Under the door. Oh, no crocodile tears in here,
I'm
please.
Not speaking well, and this is just so unjust that it's my first day at school, and these girls are making these wild accusations about me that are wildly untrue. I want to be a good student. I want to just go about my schooling and do the best I can. I don't want to make enemies, but these girls, I'm like, I know you don't believe me, but I wanted to be friends with them, but they put all of these roadblocks in my way. And anyway, I'm sorry. And
I believe you, not about everything, but I believe that you're sorry for what you've done.
But it's not, I didn't do all
of
that.
No buts. I saw those girls, okay? They're very badly injured. One of them had a very... Like, her eye basically looked like...
That was obviously makeup. How would I have done that? Look at my hands. I'm not bruised at all.
I don't know if you got gloves or something. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Well,
I just know that
Brad
bruised
was there.
Him.
He would be able to tell you.
Well, if you can come get Brad to tell me the truth,
well, even,
that's fine.
There was another... kid there, I can't remember his name, but he was
Benji.
Benjamin. It was Benjamin.
Oh, Benjamin. Oh, that sad boy.
Yeah, but he was doing his homework for well, doing Brad's homework for him. Anyway, I don't know.
Look,
if she
I want
know
you
that.
To fit in just as much as everyone else. Look, I don't want to give you detention, okay?
Not detention.
But I can't let this go unresolved.
Yes, let's look go at look at the evidence.
No, we're not going to do some wild investigation of this case because what I need you to do is I need you to just get in line. Do you know what I mean?
Get in line.
I need you to be a part of this. What's the word I'm looking for? More of like a community.
Scheme.
No, not a scheme. Pyramid We're not going to be part of a scheme. No, I don't think you know quite what a pyramid scheme is. I think you're thinking of hierarchy, and this is not that's not a pyramid scheme.
After they finally discuss what this hierarchy is, we cut over to Brad at home on MSN chatting to who he thinks is Veronica.
Hey, Veronica,
he says as he types out.
It was cool meeting you at school today.
Hey there, Brad. I you're so handsome. I've got some better jokes.
Okay, hit me up with your jokes.
We cut across town where Benjamin is sitting at his computer and he's on his dial-up network. So he's trying to load a page of jokes online.
Shit.
The dots come up, then a message. I'm still waiting for those jokes. Ha ha.
Doing your own homework, that's a joke, am I right?
Brad looks at the message, which somehow had at the start. It's like,
that is a funny joke. You are right. You know, you look really pretty. It's kind of cool you're not with that group of three.
Really? You like that?
Yeah.
I thought you were into those girls.
Nah, they're all kind of the same. The only thing different about them is their hair.
That's true. You've got beautiful hair.
Thanks, Veronica. You've got a beautiful face.
Do I?
Yeah.
What about Benjamin?
It's weird you're bringing up Benjamin right now.
I'll just, you know, I know you two are close or, you know, fairly close.
Benjamin's a bit of a nerd, but I've known him for a while.
Yeah, and like you two like are good together, right?
I'll be honest, I kind of just keep him around because he does my homework.
Yeah, but like would you be interested in more than just that kind of relationship with him?
What, like a professional relationship?
No, like love, lol. R-O-F-L-M-A-O.
I'm so glad you said raffle for I thought you might be serious for a moment. Why would I ever want to be with Benjamin? That guy's a real loser, and I'm not into dudes. And if I was into dudes, I'd be into really attractive dudes, not dudes who make me physically sick when I look at them. The thing about Benjamin is he actually kind of makes my skin crawl. You know, if there was like gum on the bottom of your shoe, that's Benjamin as a person.
As the tirade continues, we hear it through Benjamin's head as he continues his routine throughout the night of brushing his teeth, changing into his pajamas, going into bed, turning off the light as he stares at his ceiling. The words echo around in his head.
Come on a shoe. Come on a shoe. Come on a shoe. One time I hit myself in the nuts and that was a better feeling than looking at Benjamin.
Better feeling. Better feeling. Better feeling. Hit in the nuts.
Benjamin's face is so asymmetrical, it's like a Picasso.
Picasso. Damn, I really wish I could just turn my brain off and go to an ad break right now.
What's going to happen with Benjamin and Brad? Is their friendship or whatever that is, like, totally ruined? I guess we'll find out after this commercial break.
Do you feel like life is too slow sometimes?
Go!
You don't have that much time. Time's running out. You're getting older. You're not a kid anymore. And nobody loves you. So come on down.
To the Easter show.
Get a bag full of happiness.
Yeah. Where time stands still.
Why were you really making direct eye contact with me while you were saying that?
Oh, because it said it in the script.
It says make direct eye contact with Scott.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It just felt really high.
Do we want
Easter show.
Easter show. Do we want to do that again? Do we want to do that again?
I don't want to do it
again. Yeah, but I can do that part again just, if you want.
It's just
I wanted the Easter show.
I wanted to finish it.
The Ferris wheel. Now Scott's not making eye contact and I feel weird about it.
Tear stained ground.
I got the money, so I don't care.
That's just really hyper specific, guys. Just the whole like getting older, feeling like life's getting away from me, tear stained ground.
Well, we didn't write it.
I wrote it.
Yeah, Marcus wrote it.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Marcus.
Fuck you.
No, stop.
Why would you write this about me?
No.
I hate you. I hate you. No.
I'm going to come into that booth and I'm going to kill you.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Well.
Okay, well.
I don't know what is up with that. Like, what is wrong? Should we just get back to the episode? Let's get back to the episode. And hopefully Marcus is still alive.
Oh, that's a lot of blood. All right, let's get back.
Prom night.
Yep.
Everything's bright and sparkly. Music is playing. It's loud. I definitely didn't just murder Marcus. And everyone is in the prom.
DJ Strobe Lights.
Yo, what's up? It's DJ Strobe Lights.
Yo, yo. Yeah.
My guy's DJ Strobe Lights. Yay. Yeah.
Do that tune you do.
Do it.
DJ.
Strobe Lights.
Veronica. Have an epileptic fit, baby.
Veronica walks in by her side. Brad.
Oh my God, is that Brad with Veronica?
Oh my God.
Yep.
Why are you here? Benjamin?
I don't know. I didn't have anybody to come with.
Sorry. Oh, that's so sad.
You're a really sad man.
Thank you.
That's not a compliment.
Wait, but we kind of came here by ourselves as well.
We're not by ourselves, we're with each other.
Okay, I mean, that's kind of...
Sisterhood.
Like a lot of people think that, like I'm the kind of guy that's got it all, you know. Like my dad invented Microsoft. Like I am a billionaire who's, you know, destined to go into great things. And
your dad invented Microsoft?
Yeah. And
why are you so sad?
Because I don't have love.
Why do you dress so poor?
It's just like a humility thing that my dad taught me.
Why don't you get plastic surgery to fix?
I came here
wrong
in
with
a
you?
Helicopter tonight.
That's what that was?
Oh my God. I thought you were being dropped off by the police.
I thought you were being rescued from the ocean.
I could buy the police. I could buy the ocean.
Want to dance?
Sure, but I mean, there's three of you and there's only one of me.
We'll take a limb each.
Dance.
Dibs the middle. Hell yeah.
And he's dancing with all three of them, and he's just keeping his eyes locked on Brad the whole time.
Brad's with Veronica, locking eyes with Benjamin. Do you think Benjamin's looking at me weirdly?
Yeah, he is. I don't know why. Aren't you friends with him?
Not really. He just does my homework for me.
Yeah, but then I took that spot.
Now he's drooling.
Huh?
Yeah, he's drooling.
That's really weird.
As Veronica looks over at the dancing three, she catches a glimpse of Principal Penelope on the sidelines looking at Veronica and Brad, and she makes sort of a gesture for Veronica and Brad to dance. Almost like she's threatening her.
Oh,
that
that's
she
right.
Better
we have
dance.
To dance. If we stop dancing, okay. We get kicked out.
Okay, Brad,
it's the rules of the prom.
Grab my hands.
Okay.
Let's go.
He's still looking at me.
Does he have anything against you?
All right, I'm going to do like a weird little maneuver here. I'm going to like spin me. Right. Spin me over to him and we'll change partners and I can chat.
Okay, go chat.
And she spins him. And as Brad comes in, he spins out one of the, three people's names?
They did not have names.
Yeah, we never know.
The power of three. He spins out one of the power of three.
The brunette.
The brunette. And then, like, joins in.
Hey, that was one of my girlfriends.
Benjamin, why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just dancing with my girlfriends, man. Oh, I know. You're here. I'm here. Like,
I thought we were friends, and then, like, you say horrible stuff about me behind my back.
I haven't said anything about you towards your back.
Towards my... No, you said it towards my eyes, because I added you on MSN. I changed the name, and you thought you were talking to Veronica, and you're actually talking to me. You said horrible things about me, man.
What? That wasn't Veronica I was talking to?
No.
Why am I here with her, then?
I don't know. You're an asshole.
As Brad sort of spins Benjamin out while dancing, Benjamin's glasses fly off his face.
It reveals a beautiful face. Like, it's the exact same thing, but now all of a sudden he's hot because his glasses are gone.
Oh, no. Damn, my glasses fell off.
Benjamin?
Oh, no. I've dropped the facade.
Benjamin, you're beautiful.
Yes, I know. And he grabs onto his like shitty button-up shirt, rips it off, and he's got a tuxedo underneath.
Benjamin, are you saying this whole time I was speaking to you?
Yeah. I've actually been recruiting for my dad for a long time. We needed, you know, I thought you'd be a great salesman, but, you know, you're just an asshole. Anyone that talks about their friends like that.
Benjamin, I am so sorry.
Hey, that's okay.
Maybe I'm not going to make a good salesman, but maybe you could put wind in my sails, man.
As they're talking, we see the brunette and Veronica, who the brunette has been spun out, and then now Veronica and her are slow dancing.
Oh, Veronica.
Hey. So, how's it being a part of the Cool Girls?
I'm not just a part of the Cool Girls. I am the Cool Girl.
I know, but look who I'm here with, the cool guy.
The cool guy? Yeah, but you're dancing with me, Veronica.
And they look over and they see how amazing Benjamin looks now. Next
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is that Benjamin?
Oh, my. That is Benjamin.
Quickly, let's dance closer to them.
Let's go. Hey, I just want to say I'm really sorry about that first meeting. Can we start afresh?
Okay, look, I was kind of feeling bad about the whole ratting you out to the principal for beating us up kind of thing. And I forgive you for doing that.
You made a lot of accusations against me.
Girls, get away. Benjamin's mine.
No!
No. Guys, we all just calm down. Principal Penelope, stop staring at me like that. It's highly inappropriate.
I'm so sorry. So sorry to cut in. I realized that I hadn't even danced all night, Benjamin, and I thought maybe we could dance.
Guys, stop. Benjamin's mine. I already said it.
Guys, don't you see what I'm trying to teach you with all of this? Don't judge a book by its cover, okay? You know, you thought that I was a certain way. She thought that you were a certain way. She thought she and he and you and she and he and y'all thought each other were different ways. Y'all are get to know each other really deep down. Confront your emotions and, like, deal with your problems. Don't just, like, you know, shit your words into the toilet of life.
He's so wise.
That's really wise.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
You know what? Graduation's up soon. And I think it's been a hard year, but I think I'm going to be a better person.
I feel like I was just... What word did you say? Shitting in the
shitting your words
shitting
into the toilet of life.
Yeah, shitting my words into the toilet of life. That's what I was doing.
I was doing that as well.
Like, just all over it. And I wasn't even cleaning up after myself. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't even, like, a good, like, leaving it well for other people.
Yeah.
I was being a bad friend, and I realize that now.
Benjamin, you've changed our lives, bro.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. Oh, and to recruit for my billionaire father, but
I think you're gonna win prom pharaoh.
That's right. Because it's all about equality, and they only pick one because there's not a king and queen.
Yeah. Pharaoh.
Yeah. Well.
Well.
What can I say?
You've got my vote.
You've got my vote.
You've got my vote. You've got my vote.
Thank you, guys, but...
You've got my vote.
I'm needed at another school.
What?
What?
He walks out the door.
No.
Pumps his fist in the air. There's a helicopter lands to pick him up.
He grabs on with his fist. Yeah. Flies away.
Absolute coolest shit you've ever seen in your life.
Everyone, just the cast of characters we've all come to know in this whole episode, stands and watches as he flies off, hanging the whole time. Wow. It's crazy how everything just kind of tied itself together in a neat little bow.
Yeah.
That's school.
Freeze frame.
In a pyramid shape.
We do a close-up of each character and text comes up on screen to say what happened with their lives. First off, we have the three girls. It starts with the blonde.
Blondie grew up to be a veterinarian, but in war-torn outback Australia.
Cuts to the redhead. Reddy became a psychopathic killer who murdered 8 people in a nearby town before being caught and put into isolated confinement. Cuts.
Brunette was a witness to all of this and had to undergo several years of therapy, but after which she realized her passion of therapy and became a psychic.
We cut to Veronica.
Veronica. And the frame widens to see Veronica and Brad, who got married 3 years later and now have the perfect life.
With 2 children. And every night they go to sleep with a rock song.
Yeah.
And we cut to Benjamin.
Who's got it all, but he's still single.
This is bullshit.
And Mrs. Peepee.
Mrs. Peepee. It goes to Mrs. Peepee and the text comes up.
Who continues to change children's lives for the better and also believes most popular girls.
The end.
Wow. Thank you, everybody, for listening to our high school drama.
Wow, that episode has no next time. That was the end of that particular story.
Yeah.
Not the overarching story, but just the high school individual episode.
Yeah. I like those characters.
They were great. Too bad they're not going to come back because we didn't do it next time with that.
Yeah, and one of them killed someone.
Yeah, fuck, that took a dark turn. Yeah. There's no need for a next time when you know how their life story ends.
Exactly. But next time on Saturday night, remember there is a live show. Big tickets, Party of Apes.
Check
Apes on the airwaves, live at the airwaves, on the airwaves. Check out social media. Check it all out. Book your tickets. Remember those promo codes. We'll see you there.
Yeah, you guys are really cool. Yeah. And thank you so much for listening and enjoying.
See you next week, guys. I'm going to miss you.
Not miss you.
No, I'm talking to the audience.
No, I'm also talking to the audience. Oh, cool. It doesn't matter that I was making solid eye contact with you going, I miss you.
And just remember,
you just happen to be behind my mic.
Just remember, as you go into this week, if you have something that is different about your body, get it checked.
I'm going to the hospital right now.
She's going to the hospital. All right, let's pack it up.
Quick. Love you guys. Quick. See you next week.
See you next week.
Bye-bye. Podcast at partyofapes.com. Email us. Love you. Bye-bye.
Party of Apes!
Love you. Shut up.
Brunette was a witness to all of this and had to undergo several years of therapy, but after which she realized her passion of therapy and became a psychiatric... Fuck. Oh, my God. A psychiatric fuck.